Welcome in. Time for the good news from KER Politics. Hey, welcome in. Time for daily editorial number two, or is it number three? I'm not even sure. I get so confused on Fridays. Last day of the week. Got Dr. Frieda with me right now. Going to talk a little bit about the news that came out earlier today and about the totality of that news. The situation with the Sudan was very, very interesting. We mentioned it earlier, but Frieda is going to give us what I think is an excellent, summary of everything that President Trump has done in the Middle East that no other president has accomplished. Frieda, what'd you come up with?
Yes, it's just amazing, and I'm very proud, actually, of this president. Sure. Because we're living in a time of peace. Foreign countries, more than ever, not only with Israel, but the latest what's happening now is that he announced that Sudan and Israel have agreed for normalization of relations. So this is another major step towards building peace in the Middle East, with another nation joining in this country with the Accords, the Abraham Accords. So, you know, no regional explosion after all of these changes that he's made with Jerusalem, with the embassy, no escalation after the Soleimani, no separate Israel-Arab peace deals without any kind of discord about Palestine. So he's gone ahead and done all this, and there has not been any fight back in right now because of it. In the state of Israel and the Republic of Sudan have agreed to peace, and this is another monumental peace deal that will normalize diplomatic relationships between Sudan and Israel. And this will improve, you know, our regional security, and it will give us new opportunities for the people of Sudan and Israel and the Middle East and Africa to feel safe and to get along. And he's made, Trump has made much better progress than any previous administrator, and he brought peace, and prosperity to this region. So this agreement puts us one step closer towards the stabilization of this region, and the government of the United Arabs and the government of the State of Israel have agreed to sign this document, which says, aspiring to realize the vision of a Middle East region that is stable, perfect, and prosperous for the benefit of all states and people in that region, and mutual understanding and coexistence. You know, isn't that what Trump is doing to our country as well? Isn't he bringing people together? Aren't we prospering because of him? And isn't he going to make a difference further on? Forget about corrupt political policies. We're sick of that already. We want people that aren't liars, people that we can really trust, and people that are really going to make a difference moving forward. And here he's done something that has not really been a part of the debate, which I'm sorry we missed it, it slipped. But it is a timely situation because it's really the beginning of a cooperation across a broad range of fields, including education, health.
Frieda, I want to stop you just for a second. Let's talk about education.
Well, we're talking about education as one of the combinations that will be included with this peace treaty. We have to understand that not everyone has equality in these fields, especially when we're looking at Sudan's way of lifestyle. They have debt, they have burdens, they have difficulty with their health care, their trade, their security. So education is one of these things that need to be changed for their benefit. And this deal is only beginning, with many more to come between Israel and its neighbors. But really, a protest movement has kicked Sudan's Islamic leaders out of power last year. And so this is ushering in a new military-led government that really wants to end its global pariah status, making amends with the U.S. and is saying it's no longer hostile to Israel. How great is that? I mean, I've grown up with this hostility. I've grown up with this hatred and revenge. You know, I had a lady that came here to watch my son, and she was, you know, from the Arabic countries, and she said, oh, those Jews, you know, they'll throw it in the garbage before they give you anything. And I said to her, well, I'm Jewish. So she said to me, well, should I leave? I said, no. We ended up being the best of friends here, one-on-one. So it's sad that this hatred with people that don't even know each other, and we're each rooting for the other side, which is silly, it's ridiculous, it's immature, it's almost just childish. But here we are in this state where we had this conflict, and we are really looking at the foreign affairs differently today because of our president. And actually, we are united with Middle Eastern and Israeli society right now, because we're standing off with the Iranian countries, excuse me. And this is something that's being dubbed as the Cold War. So we are really together uniting and banning against another country. Obama did not do this. Where was he all this time? Asleep? Trump is definitely not asleep. He's not a talker. He's a doer. Let's not listen to everything we hear. Let's see what everything is being done. That's what we need to look at with our next president that's coming, and hopefully Donald Trump will continue making peace around the world for us so we can feel safe and united at the same time.
You know, the only thing I could say to wrap this thing up is I agree with you 1,000%. Because of your background, your ethnic background, that's why I asked you to do this.
Thank you.
I know this has got to be very important to you as a, and your family, as it truly is to me. I mean, who knows? Maybe one of your kids will decide that Trump isn't such a bad guy after all. And who
Don't
knows,
talk
maybe.
About it. Last night, Al, was not a good deal. It was not a good thing. I made a mistake. I asked my son, that's 20, to come in and watch. Well, every time Biden started talking, my husband turned him off. So he didn't want to hear what he had to say because he says he's saying the same old stuff again.
Hey, don't feel like the Lone Ranger. I got to tell you, Kenny did, in my opinion, exactly the right thing. I've got exactly the same situation in my family. I've got three very aggressive daughters, and let me tell you, the venom is a wrong word because I'm their dad, for God's sakes, but the anger, Frida, in my household, as you and I have discussed, has just been incredible. So I feel your pain.
I don't get it, Al. I really don't get it. How can they not see how corrupt Biden is? How could they not read between the lies what a liar he is about all this money that they took? Yeah, it wasn't under his name. It was under his wife's name, we're finding out. His partner is so scared that he's spilling the beans. And I'm telling you the truth, that Trump really has it over him just for that alone. And I hope it's not too late, because I think 125 million people have voted already. And I hope those votes are being tallied appropriately, because, you know, Omar took a whole bunch of that stuff and had somebody in her staff get rid of them as well. So there's so much corruption going on as we speak.
Well, this this is going to be a very interesting week. We're going to have some fun doing some editorials. Okay, Frida, I'm going to post this one right now.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No, forget the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
You're great.
I'm just a saint. See ya.
Because